The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio is about to commence.
Yeah, good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media, and Carl and Linda Bott, 7:05, January the 27th. Our phone lines here are 530-605-4567, and we're streaming live and chatting at KCNR1460.com. I see people already into the chat room, though, John and Indy. We're also streaming live video. Yes, you can see us in action. Just go to livestream.com, look for Free Fire Radio, listen to that or watch their 20-second commercial, which I understand was pretty cute yesterday. And then you can yes. become be as one with us here in the command center. And speaking of the command center, here's Zulu, Bad Bob.
Good morning.
More lithium crystals, Captain.
Indeed, indeed. And a good day to you, sir.
So did you notice my haircut?
Looks good. Looks good.
And where do we get our haircuts at?
Oh, of course, Cypress Square Barbershop.
There you go. Okay. It was a great day yesterday.
Kind of wondering why my microphone isn't on.
Yeah, why?
That's because you're on the wrong microphone.
Okay, you know what?
Somebody moved the cheese.
They came and sat in for my show last night. That's what happened. Weird. I kept thinking, what's this contraption anyway, if you're watching on the... Sorry about that, Bob.
Why isn't the microphone on that Linda's sitting at? Because it's the wrong microphone.
Okay, well, to share with you, we had last night, we went to the Turtle Bay new exhibit. Which is the fly fishing extraordinaire. It was really wonderful to see so many people and to see the exhibit. Of course, Five Star Bank has really been behind backing certain exhibits. And, of course, the fly shop, just a Reading institution. And actually, not just Reading, but throughout the world. They're amazing.
That's right. The fly shop is known throughout the world.
So they had wonderful exhibits and how to fly fish.
The art
and,
of deception.
Yeah, it was just, pretty fabulous.
And
so that's where we were.
Yeah, we went there a lot. I mean, it's got great information. And here's the best thing. It's built, and we're going to talk about it more, but the exhibition there is based on the Sacramento River. The Sacramento, the Trinity, up at McLeod. And did you know McLeod fish? It was the McLeod of... trout that has been really transferred and moved throughout the world.
Really?
And in there, when you walk into the exhibit, there's a milk can. And this milk can is painted, and it's, and you look at it, and it's, and it doesn't mean anything unless you know the story there. But the story, and luckily it's there, and I know the story because we know Mike Michalak and Bertha really well. And Mike and Bertha have done such a great job in the fly shop. Is that when he was in New Zealand?
Blood of blood, sweat, and tears. There
he was in a bar, and he looks into this milk can, and it said, "This milk can brought in all the little fishlings or the fish from McLeod to start the trout industry in New Zealand."
Pretty amazing.
It is amazing, and there's a lot more to the story, and we're going to have Mike Michalak on here soon and talk about. And the state of the fishing industry and all these other things. But it's a great story when you hear it.
And go to Turtle Bay because you want to see the exhibit. It's, again, launching Saturday. Let's go to our Wells Fargo advisor, Susan Eastman, with the Market Minute. Good morning.
Good morning, Linda and Carl. Well, the major averages are mixed this morning. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 53 points at 12,679. The S&P 500 is off 3 points at 1315. And the NASDAQ is up a point at 2806. The three most active stocks trading on the New York Stock Exchange, Ford is down 54 cents, trading at $12.20. Solutia, Inc., up $8.03 at $27.54. Bank of America down 2 pennies at 728. Taking a look at local stocks of interest, PepsiCo's down 27 cents at 66 and a quarter. PG&E is down 17 cents at 41.08. For commodities, gold is down 20 cents, trading at 17.29 per ounce. Silver's down a dime at 33.64. And crude oil, positive 33 cents, trading at $100 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, thanks a lot, Susan. You know, we have our market minute with the Wells Fargo Advisors. Let's start this all over again. We're having our market minute with the Wells Fargo Advisors every day from 7:10, 8:10, and 9:05 in the morning, and then again in the afternoon. They are located on Park Marina Drive, and they're great people. I mean, you know, they came by the other day, and it was just a joy to talk to them. So we're going to have them on the show to talk about the markets and what they think is going on here.
Well, especially with all the presidential, you know, stuff going on. We've got a lot of stuff going on this morning, of course, so you know what happened. We're going to cover a little theater. We're going to cover politics. But right now, let's cover the weather. It's a beautiful day today that we will reach around 67 degrees. Our temperatures downtown are currently
50 degrees.
47 degrees, and so we're going to have a mostly clear the sea tonight with temperatures reaching around 36. You know what? Stay with us. We're just getting rolling here and tying our tongues.
We're going to have Rick Bassetti's going to be here. Lisa Kudlow is here, going to be talking about theater. We're going to be talking about why a program that everybody is really wants, Republicans and Democrats, probably isn't going to happen, because if Obama institutes this very popular program, people are going to find out how much it costs in the health care, and they're just going to roll over and scream. Let's talk about a quarry in your backyard. Let's talk about a lot of things that are happening here.
All Carl right, we'll be right back. Casey,
let's wake up.
1460.
Only in America can you donate to a worthy cause and eat all the crab you want all in one fabulous evening. It's time again for the 25th Annual Women's Refuge All-You-Can-Eat Crab Feed, Saturday, February 4th at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. Welcome room opens at 4 p.m., dining doors open at 5, with no host bar, live and silent auction items, and Dutch raffle prizes. Then indulge yourself with a delicious all-you-can-eat crab dinner, including clam chowder, salad, French bread, coffee, and dessert. This well-known dinner is the largest fundraising event for the Women's Refuge and is always a sellout event, so get your tickets early. Only $40 and available at the Shasta Women's Refuge Administration Office, the Shasta Family Justice Center, and online at ShastaWomen'sRefuge.org. Reserve your table for 8 with VIP seating, wine, and special goodies online, or call Christy at 244-0118, extension 202. Additional sponsorships and donations to the auctions are greatly appreciated. We look forward to dining with you Saturday, February 4th at Silver Anniversary of the Annual Women's Refuge Crab Feed, co-sponsored by Dennis Cowan, Record Searchlight, and Florence Hunderford.
Free Fire Radio. It's a target-rich environment.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460.
It's Carl a target-rich environment.
It's a target-rich environment. Okay, here's one of the target-riches. Here's one of the targets out there.
Love it.
Okay, if you haven't planned on going, you need to do it. The California Department of Veterans Affairs is having a town hall meeting this afternoon. They didn't tell a lot of people about it, of course. Starting at 1 o'clock at the City Council chambers at City Hall on Cypress Avenue. They're going to discuss Governor Jerry Brown's proposed budget and its impact on the non-opening of the Reading Veterans Home. That goes at 1 o'clock. I think it goes from 1 to 4 at the City Council chambers. You need to be there because the director of the California Public Affairs said yesterday, and we just had hit the chat room there, let me go back and find it. But it's essentially what he said was, hey, if you don't have money to pay for it because it's not in the priorities, it says, sometimes life isn't fair, but veterans, we should understand that sometimes we have to make sacrifices for the greater good. We'll be opening the Reading and Fresno homes, but not until we can afford it. Yes, yes, yes. This is the guy. And then he said, you know, we as veterans, you know, we have to suck it up. Well, then how come the illegal aliens that are in this state aren't sucking it up? How come meth-addicted people that walk around and get all this money do not suck it up. How come communities who are having hundreds of criminals come down on them in realignment are the ones sucking it up? How come the committees that you have appointed by the governor every day that are getting paid thousands and thousands of dollars aren't sucking it up? How come the assembly and the Senate there isn't sucking it up? How come the veterans have to suck it up? How come the elderly have to suck it up? How come the illegals don't have to? Why is that? Somebody explain that to me. Why are people here illegally that are taking the assets of this state, being here illegally, receiving the assets of the state and the veterans? And you're talking, you know what, you're not talking billions of dollars to open these homes. The homes are built. The Redding home is built. You're talking staffing funding. There's already a waiting list to get in there. But the veterans, oh, you guys have sucked it up before. Well, let's just suck it up a little more. And that is from your leader of the California Veterans Affairs Office. Did I exactly put that right?
As a veteran, I found that to be condescending at best and demeaning at worst. And this guy, oh, I'm one of you, but, you know, we just got to get in. He's a Brown appointee and obviously a lapdog. And this, he's not going to get a warm reception. Well, he may get a very warm reception, but I don't think that this was a very diplomatic thing for him to do. He was trying to do damage control, and I don't think it's going to work.
The Secretary of Veteran Affairs. I wonder if his rear end hurts because of that arm all the way up there, you know, from Governor Brown making his mouth move. Well, I'm just wondering. Just wondering.
Hey, what'd you think about
He's
the...
He's already had a colonoscopy.
Hey, what did you think about the governor of Arizona?
Love it! Okay, we're talking about Jan Brewer, who comes up and Obama is rude to her, and so how does she handle it? Oh, okay, Mr. President. Jan Brewer gets right back in his face. I want a copy of the photo. We want a poster of it. She's got her finger in his face going, you know what? You might want to do something about the illegals coming across the border here and helping us besides just sending guns across the border so they can shoot at us.
Well, her office said they would be releasing the letter. When the Arizona Republic requested a copy, Brewer spokesman Matthew Benson said no copies existed and the letter was personally handwritten, but there is going to be...
Oh, I'm sure she can rewrite that.
Who does
that? Yeah, Jan does, you know, because she seems like a kind of a type of person that would do that. She wrote a personal letter to the president saying, you know, we're having problems here and we need some help. And he looks at her with disdain. He strides off. I tell you one thing that's happened. Her book, which was at 250,000th.
Scorpions for Breakfast.
Is that the name of the book?
Scorpions for Breakfast.
250,000th in the list is now, since that happened, has moved to the 10th. Number 10 in the bestseller list. And you know what? I think I'm just going to have to go out and find that book.
Well, she feels like he was disrespectful because he walked away from her in mid-sentence. Oh, you know how I feel.
Obama
you know how I feel
Obama
about that.
Obama is a rude person. I mean, haven't you seen that?
No.
I have. I don't understand that. I don't understand that signal. he is. You know, it's his way or the highway. And he says things that are absolutely not true. Okay, enough of that. We have enough with watching Gingrich and Mitt Romney and Rick Santorum and Ron Paul ripping each other.
This is a lesson in how a political party can shoot itself in both feet.
Yeah, but you know what? Herger said it the other day. Congressman Herger said it. He said, look, if they don't rip the hide off each other and grow a tough skin and scar up, when they go after Obama and his team, they will eat them, because he's absolutely right. Mark Beecham said it yesterday. Obama can't run the country, but they sure as hell can run a campaign. And they will go after whoever it is with the gloves off, and they'll come at him. It'll be an asymmetrical battle like you've never seen. They'll hit him on so many different levels, you're not going to believe it. Through social media, through the lapdog media that they have and the major channels, MSNBC will be nothing but drooling the whole time. So whoever it's got to be has got to be able to defend himself against anything that's said. And even though, yes, it seems like they're shooting themselves in the foot, they've got to be ready.
So here's another question that we have for you guys today. If you had experienced trauma and lost all of your belongings on a cruise ship, and you were asked if $14,500 is enough to compensate you for your time and your belongings, do you think that is sufficient? Do you think that is a fair settlement? Do you think that after all the thousands of passengers, that they're going to be in, you know, of course, litigation and huge lawsuits, of course. But, you know, what would you do if it were you? That's my question. And you know what? We have a group of kids here, theater, and we're looking so forward to. We love the fresh scrub faces of tomorrow that are going to.
But we got
to
take a break now. You know what? They are too fresh and too, whoa. You know, I'm looking at them and my eyes are starting to squint.
But they are wonderful and they're full of hope and we love that. So stay tuned right here on KCNR 1460 for a great treat.
Is your website at the top of the search engines? Are you losing business because people can't find you online? Are you advertising your website in the right places? Hi, this is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and for over 10 years, we've been helping local businesses with the search engines. In today's competitive market, it's never been more important to be found online. Newspapers, TV, and direct mail just can't compete with a well-designed website that keeps you in direct contact with your customers 24/7. And with the new smartphones, people are now searching for you on their mobile phones. Are you there? If not, Shasta.com can help. We do search engine optimization. It's called SEO, and we've been doing it for over 10 years. Our SEO services get you to the top of the search engines and keep you there. Call me today at 224-6866 or visit us online at Shasta.com to find out about SEO for your website. This is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and yes, we do SEO. We host your website, we do email, we connect you to high-speed internet, and yes, don't worry, we'll leave the modems on for you.
This month at Tobacco and Brew, the coffee special will be chocolate truffle mocha or white mocha raspberry. 16 ounces of a hot drink for $3 through February. Treat your sweetie to a delicious cup of hot coffee. Tobacco and Brew also has flavored loose teas and vanilla maple coffee beans on sale.
In the humidor, we are offering the Macanudo. The Macanudo is one of the most recognizable and popular cigar brands in the world, and if you purchase three, you get one free. It's known for its mild flavor and body. Tobacco and Brew is also collecting old or damaged American flags that need proper honor and care in their disposal.
And did you know, when you bring in your empty bottles and cans to Tobacco and Brew, they will donate them to the Empire Recovery Center.
That's Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Hey, honey, hop in the Jeep. Let's go get a cup of coffee.
Oh, yeah.
Have you ever served in the armed forces? Were you in the National Guard or a reservist who deployed on active duty? Are you in need of housing or do you know of a veteran who needs housing? As a veteran, you should know that there are services available for you. Drop by the Veterans Housing and Resource Fair on Friday, January 27th from 10 a.m. until 7 p.m. at the Veterans Hall on Yuba Street in Reading. There will be food and refreshments and one-on-one information. The more veterans who know about these services, the fewer will be left behind. We need your help to get the word out. If we can identify 300 veterans who are couch surfing or staying with friends or family or who are homeless, additional housing assistance will be made available for veterans in Shasta County. So we're counting on you to be at the Veterans Hall for the Veterans Housing and Resource Fair on Friday, January 27th.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. January the 27th, the phone line's here at 530-605-4567 at 725 in the morning. This portion of the show is brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Jeff Wurst does great work. He does it with those little bitty chinks out of your windshield or cracks up to 24 inches long. He can fix all of those. He guarantees his work. I can't say enough. A veteran that does great work and guarantees it. Jeff Wurst. 530-241-8373, or just drive down Market Street, South Market Street, to 3208 South Market Street, and talk to Jeff. I can't say enough about what he does and who this man is, a man of honesty and integrity. Today also, besides the Veterans Home meeting at 1 o'clock, is starting at from 10 till 7:30 today at the Veterans Hall on Yuba Street. Is we're trying to identify the homeless veterans up here in the North State. You know, everybody goes, oh, that's a terrible thing. Yeah, no, we need to identify who they are and how many there are. And right now we're looking for numbers, because that will allow us to get the money that is set aside to help homeless veterans up here to the North State to help them. And a homeless veteran isn't somebody that's living under the bridge, just a guy living under a bridge or a woman living under the bridge. It could be somebody living with their parents. It could be somebody that's couch surfing, that's staying with different people, that has no home. It could be a family that has no real home, that they're just like practically living in a little camper behind them, or they're in a tent at a campground. They don't have a home. And so this whole program is to identify them. So how you do it is you go down to the Veterans Hall. They've got food. They're going to have food down there, you know, lunch and snacks and things like that, and just have to fill out some paperwork. And they've got a lot of other people down there to be able to help. That starts today. Starts at, I think, 9 o'clock at the Veterans Hall. At Yuba Street, on Yuba Street, next to the post office. Okay. Let me see. What's the next thing? Oh, how much would you want from a cruise ship, honey?
You know, I think about, do you want to just put it behind you? I'm sure it was tragic. I'm sure that people knew, oh my gosh, that's the couple that we saw at dinner, and they're no longer with us. So if you look at, you know, I don't know how much jewelry, you know, someone may have with them, and they maybe have it in a safe or that type of thing. And I don't know if your insurance covers that type of thing, of loss. But I would think that you would want to put it behind you. Why spend years in court? And I don't know. Just curious. Kind of want to know how people feel about it. Another thing that's happening in the news, very interestingly, I'd like to share with you, is it, remember the movie Aaron Brockovich?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, there's a case out in New York of this girl that is having, I guess there was 40 years ago, there was a lot of toxins in the water in this area in New York. And there is a girl who is having ticks and outbursts. And so they've actually given her permission to go and study some of these cases. And she's had over 100 emails. And so that's kind of an interesting case that we need to keep, following. And, hey, we got a telephone call from Amy. Good morning, Amy. How are you?
Good morning, guys. I'm good.
How perfect. Fitness tip of the weekend.
Hey, and I'm talking to some of the two of the coolest people there are, and I read your awesome, awesome article and enjoy getting acquainted with you guys.
Did it surprise you any of the answers?
No. Well, actually, there was some of it made me laugh, like Carl's greatest challenge was patience.
I can't imagine that. Why does everybody say, oh, yeah, yeah? I mean, everybody, not just some people, everybody goes oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
We
yeah,
love you very right. much.
Yeah, yeah, oh, yeah, oh, yeah, patience, Carl. Yeah, yeah, I guess you could work on that.
Well, we just have a few minutes here,
Don't
Amy.
Yell at me.
Thank you so much. You know how we think the world of you. But give us some helpful hints for fitness tips that we can go and be mindful towards.
You bet. Hey, right now we're having some really cold weather, and a lot of times that causes a lot of joint pain with people. And so I want people to think about some good foods that can actually help fight that inflammation that can sometimes cause the joint pain. Things like salmon and nuts, so getting those good omega-3 fatty acids. Vitamin K, which you get from your greens like spinach and kale and cabbage.
Mm.
So they have some pain-soothing properties. And then, of course, vitamin C. So there's a lot of things you can get from vitamin C with oranges, sweet peppers. Oh, I love eating bell peppers, like red and yellow ones, like apples. That's such a great snack to have. But they also help with stopping the cartilage loss. So they help repair some of that cartilage.
Are you talking about apples and or just apples? So we got to run. So.
Oh no. Sweet peppers. Sweet bell peppers.
Got
eat
it.
Them like apples.
Ooh. Well, that's an interesting one. Have you thought about that?
Yeah. Hey, Amy, thank you so much for Madison's Peak Performance.
Yeah, Amy.
We have to run.
All right.
Stay warm and fit.
You too. Okay, thank you.
I'm working that patience here.
Coming up, we've got Lori Cahill and a bunch of kids that are going to just blow your mind. This is KCNR 1460.
From the Fox Business Network, stocks moving lower in early trading as investors weigh a gain in consumer sentiment against a disappointing report on economic growth. Just past 10 a.m. Eastern, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 55 points, the S&P 500 and NASDAQ moving lower as well. The health of the U.S. economy picked up momentum in the final months of 2011, but grew at a slower pace than expected. The growth in gross domestic product, or GDP, registered 2.8%. Much of the growth was boosted by a surge in sales of autos and other long-lasting manufactured goods. Fourth quarter GDP was held back by the biggest annual government spending cuts in four decades. And Eastman Chemical is buying specialty chemicals maker Solutia for $3.8 billion in cash and stock. The good chemistry is sparking a strong rally for both companies. Eastman says the purchase will expand its presence in the Asia-Pacific region. The deal is expected to close in the middle of the year. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Robert Gray.
They employ much of the world's workforce, contribute a great deal to the global GDP. Look out your window and you'll see a bunch of them, building, collaborating, innovating. Some call them mid-sized businesses, but there's nothing mid about them. They're engines, and we'd like to introduce them to you. IBM and the Good Company Project are proud to present some of the most inspired mid-sized companies and their business partners, helping to build a smarter planet. Get to know these engines by visiting facebook.com/midmarketIBM. Mid-sized businesses are the engines of a smarter planet.
Bring in the new year this month at Wind River Casino and escape your resolutions. Here you have a chance to win a brand new 2012 Ford Escape. We are the only place in town to escape your resolutions. Over $40,000 in prizes up for grabs. Swipe to win, play to win, stay to win. The more you play, the more chances you have to win prizes and a 2012 Ford Escape. We are the only local entertainment destination in Northern California. Plus, we have new games just waiting to hit the jackpot. It's easy. Just use your free River Club card daily. Don't miss your chance to win free slot play at weekly drawings on Tuesdays and Thursdays. The big giveaway is on Tuesday, January 31st, where you could drive off in your very own 2012 Ford Escape. For more information on Wind River's Escape Your Resolution Swipe to Win promotion, log on to WindRiver.com or check us out on Facebook. Better yet, head down to Wind River Casino and check out your all-new 2012 Ford Escape. Swipe to win, play to win, stay to win. It's better on the river.
If you're an AARP member, it may take time to switch your auto insurance. The AARP Auto Insurance Program from The Hartford is now available through Siskiyou Insurance Services in Mount Shasta, Redding, and Bernie. Call Siskiyou Insurance Service at 243-224-2345 for your free no-obligation quote. Learn more about special rates, benefits, and services designed especially for AARP members. Discover why more than 3 million AARP members are enjoying special benefits like lifetime renewability, a lifetime repair guarantee, even a 6-point claim guarantee. You can also choose extra benefits like disappearing deductible, all at rates that can save you money. Get this one-of-a-kind auto insurance program for AARP members and enjoy the benefits of a national program, but still be able to walk into a local office and talk to someone regarding your policy. Siskiyou Insurance Services, located in Redding, Mount Shasta, and Bernie, 530-224-2345, and discover the AARP Auto Insurance Program from The Hartford.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Velia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
Are you facing home foreclosure, unpaid bills, mounting credit card debts, wage garnishment? Financially, do you feel overwhelmed? Take that first step to a new beginning.
Did you know bankruptcy is an act of responsibility? It provides closure to your financial woes and puts you in a position to move forward. I'm Lucky Jasrani, your local bankruptcy attorney. Call me today for a free consultation to discuss how my team can help you. 241-3350. That's 241-3350.
We are a debt relief agency. We help people file for bankruptcy relief under the bankruptcy code.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, home of Free Fire Media. Call on the boss, 7:35 in the morning, January the 27th. Good morning. It's Friday. Hello. This portion of the show is brought to you by R&B Sharpening. Right, it's located right there at 6915 East Side Road. Their phone number is 530-365-1479, and they will sharpen anything you have. Knives, saws. They will even make bandsaw blades while you wait, made to order. Got to get ready for this spring, and all your gardening tools should be sharp. And they have been doing a great job since November 1985. Bob and Judy have just built the business. They have a reputation for integrity and honesty, and that their work is done correctly. That's R&B Sharpening, again, on East Side Road in Anderson, California.
Well, now we're very, very excited because I'm sure you've heard about Cinderella, Disney Cinderella, the musical. And with us this morning, we have three of the cast members. And this is the cast members from the Reading School of Arts show that's coming up. Of course, we're so excited to hear about there's a 25-piece orchestra. This is next Friday and Saturday at the David Marr Theater on Eureka Way. Tickets, we're going to be giving tickets away in a minute. But first, please meet Aaron Cahill, who is playing Luke the Mouse. Good morning.
Hi.
And we have Zach Fahler, who's playing Harold the...
Hello, the Harold.
And
the Harold.
You are, what are you doing?
I try on the slipper for Cinderella at the very end, so she slips on the slipper when I hand it to her.
Do you have a song?
I do not have a solo, no.
Okay, but you sing with the cast.
Yes, I do.
Okay, and next we have Annie Cahill, who's playing the Fairy Godmother.
Hi.
That's a very big role.
Yes, it is.
And do you have how many solos or songs?
I have one song, well, two songs, but at the end it's just more of a chorus number.
So how long have you, okay, these are three of the cast members. We know that we have several in the back room that are going to be doing the radio circuits today. But as you auditioned, did you have to go through a proper audition when you auditioned for the show?
Yeah.
Okay, that was a question for you. And what did you have an audition song? Let's go with you. Let's talk with Aaron Cahill, who plays Luke the Mouse. Did you have to audition with a particular song, or did they have you look at the chart and read out of the book?
They had us audition with a song from the script, A Dream Is a Wish Your Heart Makes. Yeah, mm-hmm. That's the song that all the girls who wanted a main role had to audition with.
Okay, did you have just a piano player when you auditioned, or have you to do it a cappella?
Yeah, we had a CD.
Yeah,
you had a CD, so you had a full orchestration around you. Can I just hear a line from that song?
A dream is a wish your heart makes when you're fast asleep.
Very
oh,
nice.
Yeah.
And how does the rest of it go, Fairy Godmother, if you were to pick up from there?
In dreams you will lose your heartaches. I forget.
That's okay, because it's beautiful. So who actually gets to sing that song?
Cinderella.
Cinderella. And where is Cinderella back in the back room, or is Cinderella sleeping in because she's the princess?
Sleeping in.
She's probably at school.
Yeah.
So,
at school. Well, you all got much better now than so you don't have to go to school.
Well, so what is this musical, Disney, the musical, which we're going to be giving tickets away momentarily for February 3rd. We've got two tickets. Zach, let's start with you. What has it meant for you to be in this musical with Reading School of the Arts?
Well, for me, 2 years ago, I was in set design, and I thought I wanted to go up a little bit higher in the stage performing, and so I got to do Sleeping Beauty, and I got to be in a goon, and I liked that so much that I did another year for Cinderella, and now I got to be the Herald, which was another part, which I thought was pretty special to me, and so I thought I did a pretty good job of staying in it one more time so that I could get a better feel for the stage and performing arts of it, and so that I could get better if I wanted to have a performing arts thing in high school, so that I could do a whole lot better, not be more afraid of being on stage.
That's great. Now, how old are you? How old is the group of kids that are in this particular play?
It's 6th grade through 8th grade.
So, middle school.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
yeah.
And I understand you guys have done all the set design and all the construction has been done by the students. So this is basically your production. Of course, your parents have to bring you to school and, you know, help you out with, you know, buying the paint and stuff. But you guys did it all?
Yeah, mm-hmm. We did.
So how long did it take you to do this? Let's go to the fairy godmother.
We had a set design class who does most of the painting, and they do really good, and they do it really fast. Like, it doesn't take that long. But, I mean, they're still working on some of the pieces, but I don't really know how long it took because I wasn't in that class, so...
Okay, so it's a class, literally, where you build the sets, and then actually it takes 4 classes to build the set, and then you come in and you audition, you find out your roles, and let's go to Aaron Cahill, who plays Luke the Mouse. How long have you been now rehearsing, and opening night's Friday night?
We have been rehearsing since September.
Well, we're going to take a break, and when we find out a little bit more information, we're going to have to take a break. When we come back, we've got tickets. And we're talking about we're from the cast of the Reading School of Arts, the Theater Booster Club, and this is Disney Cinderella. I hope you guys sing a little bit more when we come back. Right after these messages, KCNR 1460.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you.
Hi, Dwayne here from NorCal Satellite, inviting you to our Customer Appreciation Day, Saturday from noon to 4. See Dish Network's new Tailgater, the portable satellite dish that allows you to take all your Dish Network programming with you wherever you go. Come by for a chance to win a 55-inch Sony HD LCD television. We'll have lots of giveaways, and we're firing up the barbecue. It's our Customer Appreciation Day. Get a map to our office at NorCalSatellite.com, 1863 Keystone Court, Reading. NorCal Satellite, your authorized Dish Network retailer.
I'm with Mike Huber of Estate Granite. Mike, tell us a little bit about Estate Granite.
You know, it's a funny thing. I got into granite business when I was building a home myself, and I got a really bad granite job. And I decided at that point that there's got to be a better way, a better system to do this. My biggest thing is I am a perfectionist. And because I'm the owner, I do not let any job go out of my shop until it is finished, until it is perfect.
Estate Granite.
We do offer expedited services where you can go in and out within about 3 days of getting, you know, from start to finish on your granite job.
Tell me about some of your other services.
We offer restoration services for those people who aren't sure where their status of their granite is. We have professional ways to shine it back up, to fill your chips, to fix anything that's wrong with it, especially dullness on the edges, or just want to make sure that your granite is sealed properly by a professional without any worries about what's going on with it right now.
Estate Granite. A reputation carved in stone. 241 Stone. EstateGranite.com.
Have you been thinking about installing solar power system for your home or office? Maybe you looked into solar power a couple of years ago and thought it was way too expensive. Hi, I'm Dennis Patterson with West Coast Sustainables, and I have great news. The cost of a solar power system has dropped dramatically in the last 2 years, and the federal tax credits have increased to 30% of the cost of a system. Now is a great time to give solar a closer look. The news is full of warnings about the cost of energy going up soon, and the best way to keep your cost of energy cheap and stable is installing solar power. If you talk to us, we answer all of your questions, explain how solar works, and how it will affect your monthly bill. For a free in-home consultation, please give us a call, 524-9652, or email Dennis at westcoastsustainables.com.
Tough times don't have to mean bad times for those who choose to meet the challenges of today's business climate. Every Friday morning on KCNR 1460, we salute the spirit of innovation, discuss new ways of thinking, and celebrate success on Shasta Startup. Join us from 9 to 10 a.m. this Friday to hear how local established businesses, entrepreneurs, and community leaders are stepping up to get the job done. Brought to you by S.J. Denham Motors Chrysler Jeep. Shasta Startup, KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Bott.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott, 7:44 in the morning, January the 27th. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Just hop in there, hop in the chat room, as many of you all have done. And, of course, we're streaming live video out on livestream.com. We're keeping this forever so that when the four young people have gone,
we have a new added
stars
cast member.
We will have this in the archives, and we will embarrass you with it. We will force you to buy it from us.
Thanks.
At some point. And let me introduce you. These are the cast, part of the cast of Disney Cinderella that the Reading School of Arts is presenting Friday, February 3rd, and Saturday, February 4th. But let me introduce Aaron Cahill, who plays Luke the Mouse, Tessa Kelly, who plays Gus the Mouse.
Hello.
Annie Cahill, fairy godmother.
Hi.
And Zach Fahler, who plays the Herald, who has a pivotal part in the whole play. Without Zach, the play would just stop. Is that right?
I didn't hear that, but I guess.
No,
without the person holding the shoe, I guess it would be
there
no
you
shoe
go.
Holder.
Everybody knows that Cinderella has the glass slipper put on her foot, right? Well, besides the fact that that just sounds a little strange, but the fact is if you don't do it, the whole show stops. And then what do you do? Well, I mean, how do you find Cindy then?
Well,
oh, that just stopped.
I have a question for all of you.
Hey, this is live here. Come on. Yeah. Feel free to jump in.
Yeah. As you get ready to have your opening night next Friday, or actually this a week from today. I know it's just flying by. I know. When you go to bed at night, I know you have to think about equations. You have to think about, get on the computer and all this homework. Do you go to bed with the songs in your head?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. A lot of them, actually.
Yeah.
They're all kind of stuck in your head, and you just kind of walk around the house singing them at night.
Do you think, I have to go from stage left on this particular, this part of the scene. I have to make sure that I step backwards. I mean, all the cues and everything. I mean, are you having dinner and moving your peas around just like it's like staging or something?
Sometimes.
Yeah.
Have you made your families crazy yet?
No.
My dad. Probably.
My dad's
going to go crazy.
Can we hear a little bit of Fairy Godmother song?
Ooh. Salagadoo, la minchikaboo, la bibbidi bobbidi boo. Putting together, and what have you got? Bibbidi bobbidi boo. Salagadoo, la minchikaboo, la bibbidi bobbidi boo. It'll do magic, believe it or not. Bibbidi bobbidi boo. Now, salagadoo, la means. Minchikaboolaroo, but the thingamabob that does the job is bibbidi bobbidi boo. Oh, salagadoola, minchikaboola, bibbidi bobbidi boo. Put them together, and what have you got? Bibbidi bobbidi, bibbidi bobbidi, bibbidi bobbidi boo.
Boop.
That's great, you guys.
And you know what? Okay. I never knew that there was actually words to that song until right then.
Wonderful.
I thought everybody just ran around yelling bibbidi bobbidi boo.
It makes me want to mop the floor. It makes me want to do things around the house and sparkle.
Okay.
Oh, cool. That was so beautiful. Talk about great. You have a great ear. I mean, you were in key, perfect. We have tickets to give away too.
That's right.
And let's talk about one more time that it's February 3rd and 4th, 25-piece orchestra. You guys have built the sets. This is the Reading School of Arts Theater Booster Club event. Yeah. Anything else you guys like to add?
Well, there's one thing. Everybody keeps on saying it's orchestra, but it's actually percussion-based orchestra, but people call it orchestra instead of orchestra.
Orpha?
Orchestra.
Yeah.
Orchestra. Okay, it's supported by a live 25-piece orchestra, percussion-based orchestra, which is what it is. It's Friday, February 3rd. That's next Friday, February 3rd at 7 p.m. And then Saturday, February 4th at 2 p.m. and 7 p.m. at the David Marr Theater on Eureka Way. You can buy your tickets at Cascade Box Office. Tickets are $8 for adults, $6 for students under 14, and seniors 60 plus.
What's the closing number? What's the finale? What does everybody come out and sing?
It's three different songs all put together.
Yeah.
And it's...
Melody.
It's like one song that we sing in the beginning, like the same tune, but it has different words to it. And then there's A Dream Is a Wish Your Heart Makes, and then Bippity-Boppity-Boo.
Yeah. Oh, can you guys do Bippity Boppity Boo? We're gonna first caller is gonna get two tickets to Disney Cinderella Friday, February 3rd. We've got two tickets. Give us a call 605-4567. First caller 605-4567. Free tickets for a Disney Cinderella. Let's all go out with the song that you do in unison together as you close your event.
Okay.
Okay. Who wants to start?
I think the fairy godmother should start.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
Okay. Let's do it.
Let's do this thing.
It's the bibbidi bobbidi.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Bibbidi-bobbidi. And everybody together.
Okay. Salagadoola, minchikaboola, bibbidi bobbidi boo. Put them together, and what have you got? Bibbidi bobbidi boo. Salagadoola, minchikaboola, bibbidi bobbidi boo. It'll do magic, believe it or not. Bibbidi bobbidi boo. Now salagadoola means midgetkaboolaroo. But the thingamabob that does the job is bibbidi bobbidi boo. Oh, salagadoola, midgetkaboola, bibbidi bobbidi boo. Put them together and what have you got? Bibbidi bobbidi,
bibbidi bobbidi,
bibbidi bobbidi boo.
All right. And Roberta, you just won the tickets. Come by and get them at KCNR. Thanks, guys. You guys,
it's
break
gonna
away.
Rock.
It's break
gonna
away.
Be good. It's going to be
it's
good.
It's going to be fabulous. We'll see you later. KCNR 1460. We'll be right back.
Joining the revolution at Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms is here to provide the finest names in weapons, ammunition, optics, and accessories. We also offer repairs and custom gunsmithing. Bastiani Arms is pleased to announce that we now have in stock the best and largest selection of off-list AR low receivers in the North State. Looking for instruction in hunter safety, concealed carry, or Florida's concealed carry class? Bastiani Arms provides the finest instruction with our NRA-trained instructors. Come check out our in-store product and enjoy the friendly, helpful, and knowledgeable service you'll get with each and every visit. Don't forget to ask Bastiani Arms about their 90-day layaway for your convenience. If you want the best in weapons, service, and shooting supplies, then Bastiani Arms should be your first stop. Satisfaction guaranteed. Bastiani Arms, located at 2539 Larkspur Lane, open Tuesdays through Saturday, 8:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. Or call us at 222-8222.
Theodore Roosevelt once said, "The highest form of success comes not to the man who desires a mere easy peace, but to the man who does not shrink from danger, from hardship, or from bitter toil, and who, out of these, wins the splendid ultimate triumph." Our success in life depends on the words we choose to live by, and even Mark Twain considered Theodore Roosevelt to be straightforward and sincere. This summer, Five Star Bank has been recognized as the Small Business Administration Lender of the Year for the 21 counties of the Great North Valley. Five Star Bank specializes in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star can be counted on to be at the forefront helping entrepreneurs build their business and create jobs. Believe in Five Star Bank. Smart people doing good business. If your time is as valuable as your success, visit us at Five Star Bank. Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call 223-6652. Online, fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi folks, Bob Dunlap, Shasta County Veteran Service Officer, speaking on behalf of the Shasta Country Military Officers Association. MOA is the nation's largest association of military officers, dedicated to a strong national defense and to protecting the benefits of those who have served. Please join MOA for lunch at their monthly second Tuesday meeting at noon at the Country Waffle in Reading. For more information, go to ShastaMOAA.com. Shasta Country MOA, serving those who serve their country.
You feel petrified. You're struggling with your mortgage payments, not knowing what to do. You do nothing. But if you do something, you're far more likely to get the most positive outcome. Making Home Affordable is a free government program. Call 888-995-HOPE to talk one-on-one with a housing expert about your options. Call 888-995-HOPE or visit makinghomeaffordable.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Treasury, HUD, and the Ad Council.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. Colin with the bot, 7:54 in the morning. January the 27th, it's 48 degrees out there. Let me see what else. Oh, phone lines here, 530-605-4567. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Rick Bassetti, our councilman, will be in after the 8 o'clock break, and we'll have him in here. And he's running for the assembly also.
In case you're just tuning in, the weather's going to be about 67 today. Sunny, beautiful day. Tonight's going to be mostly clear with temperatures plunging to about 36. Beautiful, clear night. The weather's always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. Tomorrow night, Chris Molitor, first-time performer up and great folk singer, up into in their wine room. Again, it's currently 48 degrees in the downtown station of KCNR 1460. This portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, where the coffee specials are going to be chocolate truffle or white mocha raspberry, 16 ounces. It's going to get you a big hot drink for $3, and that's through February. So treat your sweetie to a delicious hot cup of coffee and all of the flavored loose teas, and how about vanilla maple? They're all on sale. And if in case you miss Kim,
she's back.
So that's really cool.
Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Joe and Shelley support this community. Veterans always get a discount down there. And speaking of veterans, I want to remind everybody, as I'm going to do several times before we're off here, is that the California Department of Veteran Affairs is having a town hall meeting this afternoon starting at 1 p.m. at the City Council Chambers there on Cypress Avenue to discuss Governor Jerry Brown's proposed budget and its impact on the opening of the Reading Veterans Home. They've already told us they're not going to open it, and we've already been told by the head of the Veterans Affairs in California to suck it up. I think probably we should probably go down there and ask him, is he sucking up his $150,000 salary? And also, the Reading Veterans Housing and Resource Fair is going on. It's starting at 10 a.m. this morning, and it's going to be at 1605 Yuba Street, which is the Veterans Reading Veterans Memorial Building next to the police station, and the post office. And what it is to try to identify the homeless that we have, the homeless veterans that we have here in the town. It's people that may have been, that have come back from the service or even have been in the service before, World War II, Korea, Vietnam. They've lost their houses. They may be living with their, with their family, but they have no housing. They may be just going from friend to friend, maybe living in their cars and tents, living underneath the bridges. We're trying to identify them so that we can then, once they're identified, get them the assistance that they need. They're the veterans who have served our country. And the money is out there. It's been set aside to help these homeless veterans. We just have to identify them. So if you know of anybody that it doesn't seem, are they really homeless? I mean, yeah, they're living with their parents, but that's not, they don't want to, they can't get a job, they're trying to get out on their own, or that they're living in maybe a family that's living that doesn't have it's not just a veteran himself, but it could be his family, that they need help in their housing. That's it. That's today at the Reading Veterans Memorial Building. Please, head on down there.
I have something interesting to add to the last few minutes here. If you ever won the lottery and it was big bucks, would you then feel like all of your prayers have been answered or that now you are on easy street? Well, it seems the mystery is over. Who bought the winning $14.3 million Iowa lottery ticket? And it's really gotten strange. Now, the winner, through a lawyer, has decided to withdraw any claim to the money rather than step forward publicly. Seems like some people don't want to be a multimillionaire. A state law, however, requires lottery officials to confirm that the ticket was legally purchased, possessed, and presented to them before they can pay up. State officials say that they are satisfied that the ticket was legally bought at a convenience store in December 2010, but they still don't know who actually purchased it. So,
can we say witness protection? Can we say somebody who's got, you know what it is? It's the guy that's in the final stages of a divorce with a wife he hates. It is blood on the floor. He says, you know what? And he probably showed it to her and said, look at this. Here's that $14 million lottery ticket. And you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to tear it up just so you can't have any of it.
Well, when it comes.
Am I getting too weird on that?
No, it says the 76-year-old New York attorney who represented a trust attempting to claim it's a trust. This gets thick. Attempts to claim the $14.3 million Hot Lotto jackpot says the winner has abruptly withdrawn any claim to the money. Apparently, even Shaw doesn't know the identity of the person, of course. The attorney says that. And this attorney told the Iowa lottery officials that the trust was a corporation in Belize, a small Central American county.
So we want to get 14.
This is why we don't want to claim the money, all right?
Because once we find out who it is, then you're going to find out it probably belongs to Mitt Romney. Mitt Romney just won $14 million.
We're just busting ourselves up here anyway. Let your imaginations run wild.
Oh, you know what? It's probably a house of ill repute down there. Hey, we got to run.
We have kids in the house. Be careful.
We got kids in the house. We've got to run. Oh, we've got to run right now. Rick Pacetti up right after the break.
To KCNR, Shasta Redding.
Fox News Radio. I'm Dave Anthony.
I am only standing here today because scholarships and student loans gave me a shot.
President Obama at the University of Michigan, making more college more affordable, a 2012 issue.
Since most of you were born, tuition and fees have more than doubled.
He calls it inexcusable that Americans' student loan debt now bigger than credit card debt, and he's pushing a plan that would increase financial aid and pressure colleges to lower costs or face reduced federal assistance. The leading Republicans running to make Obama a one-term president remain focused on Florida today. Fox News Radio's Jennifer Kuiper live in Tampa.
Dave, Mitt Romney and Newt Gingrich are talking to Hispanic voters today. Gingrich tells an Association of Latin Builders that the U.S. neglects Latin America.
And the results are very dangerous. I mean, the results are a major drug war in Mexico. The results are an increasing Chinese penetration economically and in alliances.
Gingrich is about to talk to the Hispanic Leadership Conference, and Romney speaks there at noon. A new Quinnipiac University poll shows Romney pulling ahead of Gingrich by 9 points, with Ron Paul and Rick Santorum a distant third and fourth. Dave?
Jennifer, the economy got stronger as last year ended. GDP growth 2.8%. As we spent more, businesses stockpiled more, but it was less growth than Wall Street expected. The Dow is down 59 points. It's a deal. Some passengers on the cruise ship capsized off the Italian coast are refusing.
The operator is offering just over $14,000 per survivor for lost baggage and the trauma of leaping at night from a capsized ship, plus medical fees and travel.
Fox News Radio's Alistair Winkland. It's an offer for uninjured passengers. Those who take it can't sue Costa. 16 people were killed. 16 others are still missing. And the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics says that new union membership fell slightly in 2011 to 11.8% of the workforce. Fox News Radio. Fair and balanced.
If you want to save money this year, now's the time to save even more at Sam's Club. From January 25th through 29th, all members will receive $650 in e-values. Instant additional savings plus members enjoy all year. $100 off a Vizio HD TV, $4 off Dunkin' Donuts coffee, $2 off Kleenex tissues, and much more. Want to save more every day? Become a Plus member and make the most of your membership with e-values all year. Sam's Club. Savings made simple. Supplies are limited and may not be available in all clubs. One item per membership, no rain checks.
They employ much of the world's workforce, contribute a great deal to the global GDP. Look out your window and you'll see a bunch of them. Building, collaborating, innovating. Some call them mid-sized businesses, but there's nothing mid about them. They're engines, and we'd like to introduce them to you. IBM and the Good Company Project are proud to present some of the most inspired mid-sized companies and their business partners, helping to build a smarter planet. Get to know these engines by visiting facebook.com/midmarketIBM. Mid-sized businesses are the engines of a smarter planet.
The head of the Army is marching in step with military leaders trying to craft a new strategy amid big budget cuts. Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern, live in Washington.
Plans to shrink the Army by 80,000 soldiers by 2017. Doesn't have Chief of Staff General Ray Odierno worried.
We have an Army that is seasoned by combat. We will continue to increase our investment in special operations forces and the cyber domain.
The Army downsizing, along with a shrinking Marine Corps, is part of an effort to save the Pentagon nearly $500 billion over the next decade.
The cost of military personnel has grown at a substantial
unsustainable rate.
And General Odierno warns that will mean a cut to some retirement benefits, and over time, military pay raises could be less, Dave.
Jared, in Cincinnati, a partial collapse at a casino construction site. At least 11 people were injured and hospitalized. What's left of a bridge a cargo ship smashed into in Kentucky being inspected this morning.
Two spans of the bridge collapsed. One of the spans is wrapped around the bow of the boat.
Keith Todd with Kentucky Transportation. No one was hurt, but one driver who slammed on his brakes stopped just 5 feet short of a gaping hole in the bridge. ABBA is back. Kinda, sorta.
Okay, so that's not a new song, but it's part of a deluxe edition of ABBA's 1981 album, The Visitors, and it's being re-released in April. The new stuff comes at the same time, in the form of a previously unreleased song called From a Twinkling Star to a Passing Angel. The Visitors was ABBA's final studio album, and even though the unreleased song was intended for that last album, the group only recorded a demo medley version. April's release will mark the first time the band has put out new music in 18 years, since they put unreleased tracks on their Thank You for the Music box set. Sabrina Sabah, Fox News Radio.
As stocks fall today, we're seeing a slight increase in the price of oil and gold. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media, and Carl and Abbott, 8:05 in the morning, January the 27th. Our phone lines here are 530-605-4567. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. You can join our chat room, as many of you have. Fries and Angel, I see you in there, and Indy and John and several others. Also, we are streaming live video. I know it's hard to believe, and it's scary. But we're doing that on livestream.com. Just go there and look up Free Fire Radio. But Linda and I are here in our full. Well, Linda always looks good. She's wearing this. Okay, somebody said this yesterday. Said, look, I don't always get it on the. I can't see you because I'm in my office, but I'm listening to you. And, you know, so a shout out to, Shasta Regional. But he said, what is she wearing? Okay, she's wearing kind of a hot pink. Top with a orange scarf,
fuchsia. Very visual,
and a pair of black trousers.
Oh, come on, Carl!
And let's see what else. And rhinestone glasses. No, just so people can see.
You're
that.
Wearing the rhinestone glasses.
I am
you're not.
No, not this today.
Time.
Not today. Okay. Our guest today is Redding City Councilman Rick Bassetti, who is also running for the Assembly.
Yes.
And we will be getting to you in just a couple minutes. We have to do our Wells Fargo Minute. And then I got the weather, and then we're ready to rock. But let's go to our Wells Fargo advisor.
Susan Eastman, welcome to the program. What's going on this hour?
Good morning, Linda and Carl. Well, we have a mixed market still. The Dow hasn't recovered yet, but it's trading down 57 points at 12,677. The S&P 500 is off 2 points at 1315, while the NASDAQ composite is positive 5 points at 2812. If you have active stocks in the U.S. stock market, Microsoft's down 21 cents at $29.34. Intel's down 3 pennies at $26.72. And Halliburton's trading up $1.09 at $37.25. Local bank stocks of interest, Trico Bank shares down 14 cents at $14.96. North Valley Bank is flat, trading at $9.97. And Bank of Commerce up 6 pennies at $3.70. Turning to commodities, crude oil is hovering about $100 a barrel. In the metals complex, gold is off 0.3% to $17.22 per ounce, while silver is down a quarter at $33.66. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, thank you. We have right. That at 7:10, 8:10, and 9:05 in the morning, the Wells Fargo Advisors, and they're located out at Park Marina Drive. Thank you so much for that. What's the weather look like today?
Well, it's currently 48 degrees, and of course today it's going to be a beautiful sunny day. If you haven't poked your head out yet, How nice after the weather has been a little soggy. 67 degrees will be what we're, seems like the international forecast, or excuse me, the National Weather Service forecast. I always is looking on international sites here about some news coming up. Mostly clear tonight with low of 36. And the weather's always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyard. It's going to be a beautiful weekend, actually. Sunday, we're going to have a little chance to rain, but the next, and actually, you're going to be doing some outdoor
shooting.
That's
right. We're going to do our advanced pistol class here.
So that should be great.
And I'll be teaching that there this weekend out at the Reading Gun Club. But it's going to should be great weather out there. It's good because we're going to have people running and jumping and shooting.
Oh, my.
Oh, my. And we're really, really making sure they don't do anything to each other. as we said, our guest is Rick Bassetti, but we're going to take a quick break here. We're going to break a little bit earlier, so then we can come back and have a little more time to get into this first session here with Assembly, who's running for Assembly for the 1st District here, and also is a Reading City Councilman, Rick Bassetti. Take a break. Carl Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Miss a day? Miss a lot.
Month of Tobacco and Brew, the coffee special will be chocolate truffle mocha or white mocha raspberry. 16 ounces of a hot drink for $3 through February. Treat your sweetie to a delicious cup of hot coffee. Tobacco and Brew also has flavored loose teas and vanilla maple coffee beans on sale.
In the humidor, we are offering the Macanudo. The Macanudo is one of the most recognizable and popular cigar brands in the world, and if you purchase three, you get one free. It's known for its mild flavor and body. Tobacco and Brew is also collecting old or damaged American flags that need proper honor and care in their disposal.
And did you know, when you bring in your empty bottles and cans to Tobacco and Brew, they will donate them to the Empire Recovery Center.
That's Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Hey, honey, hop in the Jeep. Let's go get a cup of coffee.
Oh, yeah.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio. 8:10 in the morning, January the 27th. It's 48 degrees out there. Our guest is Reading City Councilman Rick Bassetti, who is also in a running for Assemblyman from the 1st District. Up here, that the new district that has just been realigned by a number of people whom we don't even know. Good morning, Rick.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning.
Thank you for having me.
So, why are you running? That was a question right there. Says, why is Rick running?
Why is Rick running? You know, I jumped back in way early.
When
it wasn't popular because there was an incumbent in the race.
Frankly, I questioned. You know what? And I told you this.
Yeah, you did.
I'm not sure why you're doing this, Rick.
Yeah.
I mean,
well, the reality is that when I was looking at the redistricting, and I have history up in Siskiyou County, born and raised here in Shasta County, and when you take those two counties and put them together, that's 47% of the vote. And my concern was that we hadn't had anyone from this far north in a while that know our intimate needs right now. And then it also, when I saw that the other gentleman was moving from his hometown into this, to the remainder of the district, so I said, you know what? What's the worst thing that could possibly happen? I'm going to jump in here. I want to represent the people in the North State. Plumas County, Lassen County, that's where my family originated. My grandmother was one of 11 over there. She was a Pratt, and she had 7 sisters and 4 brothers. And so I've got lots of family, a lot of connections, a lot around the community. So I said, you know, this is something that I want to do. I want to try to take some of the fight that we've had here back down to Sacramento, because a lot of people down there haven't had some of the challenges. Well, they have had the challenges. They haven't just taken them on head-to-head.
Well, you know, the fact that we're having somebody from Shasta County being down there is good. Nielsen was up here all the time. Moffa was up here all the
sure.
time. Wasn't sure about Logue. And what's his name? Honestad?
Honestad.
You know, I didn't even know what he looked like.
Right.
You know, and now he's talking about running.
Well, you know, and And that is really key and vital to it. And the other last thing that was a real concern for me was, I still don't know Mr. Logue at all, but, you know, he only has 2 years left in the assembly. And he was making noises of running in other races afterwards. And I didn't know how much attention we were going to get. And we're at a point in time where we have to get all the attention that we can possibly get up here.
Well, the gent that was had said he was running against you, Michael Kopseff, has dropped out. Mm-hmm. And he said, however, that there's another guy. I guess there's another gentleman from Lassen County, Supervisor Brian Dolly.
Dolly, yeah.
Right.
Real nice young man. I met him Tuesday night up in Fall River Mills. There was a candidates night up there with the Tea Party in eastern Shasta County. Real nice young man. You know, he's been a supervisor there for a long time. And, you know, his heart's right there. And, you know, we're just going to have to see who's going to be able to have the reach and to convince the people who they're going to send down to support.
Well, you know, there's a lot of questions on the, you know, things that are happening right now. And, of course, this being a very veteran-oriented community, this thing with the delaying the veterans' home.
Yeah.
What's your take on this?
Well, I just think it's so egregious. And your emotions, you try to keep those out as much as you can about this, but
no, I don't.
I know you don't. You know, I have a son who's a veteran.
Yeah,
and,
I know. Yeah.
And the reality is this being held hostage? Is this a gambit? You know, by our governor here. You know, you mean we can't take care of our veterans? We can't have the money allocated for, you know, to open it on time? And is it because we're in the North End? You know, a lot of people always ask those types of questions. The federal money's there. You know, we're just needing the state money. And
the building's finished.
Absolutely.
I mean, you have to put like a guard on it to keep people out of it, I think.
Right, right. And so, you know, I've been in touch with the veterans community here, and I'll be at the meeting today as well just to listen to the logic of our state people down there. And if there is logic, I guess, you know.
Well, you know, Rick, the problem I have with this thing is I understand about budgets, you know, much probably more than they do down there. And I understand about, you know, running a business. But I also understand is making priorities.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to hear what the priority is that's much more, you know, that's higher than having a building that's already there and ready to go and opening it on time. And if it's a gambit, if this is some kind of game of chicken, and you're using the veterans,
mm-hmm.
then shame on them.
Right.
Just shame on them. And to have somebody from the California Department of Veterans Affairs say, hey, suck it up.
Right.
You know, what are they sucking up?
And this is the number one agent who's supposed to be representing the veterans in California.
Well, that was a great letter he wrote. I can't tell you how many people were just doing handsprings over that letter.
Oh,
You know, it's, and they're saying, well, can't you understand it? Yeah, I understand money. I understand budgeting. But I also understand that there's millions and millions and millions of dollars spent in this state,
right,
for things that have no.
Well, they were very proud yesterday. They were very proud yesterday of passing a couple bills that expanded the mental health issues, and now there's going to be including them that'll be mandatory for private insurers to start expanding that. Is that money out of the state's pockets? Probably not, but it's going to cost the community a lot more money, too, as well. And so why the focus there at that particular point in time when you have people who have gone out and given their lives in some cases, given parts of their bodies in other cases, and taken years of their lives away from them and their families and not honor the pledges that you've already made?
So what would you do then? Okay, so you're elected to assembly. What would you do to fight this?
Well, I would probably take the same action that Assemblyman Nielsen, those people are down there now, you know. When you're 52-28, you can just make noise, and I'd be making as much noise as I could down there, Carl, trying to run that flag up the pole and charge in on there. And you know, at some point in time, I don't know if they can feel shame, but shame should be due in this course here, because they all have, everyone who goes to the state assembly has veterans in their community.
Yeah.
And how do those veterans then, you know, do they go to their assembly people and say, why are you doing this to these people? Whether or not it's in their district or not, I believe that all the veterans feel the same and, you know, want to take care of each other in this state. And so that would be the approach I try to take.
I think one of the things is that, you know, veterans don't organize. And they, they just don't usually organize for anything, is that maybe one time an organized drive that just says, you know, it's here. It's literally small change in this state budget to open up this hospital.
Oh, my agreeable heart.
Anyway, let's go to the phones. John, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, Linda. Good morning, Ben.
Morning.
Bob. Good morning, Mr. Bassetti. How are you this morning?
Morning, John. Very well.
Listen, I have a question for you, and it's somewhat lengthy and detailed, as mine usually are, but you campaigned for city council on the concept of fiscal conservancy, and you co-authored measures A and B. You were given a mandate of the people to resist union contract wage and benefit increases in this sad economy. Yet when push came to shove and actual union contracts came before council for a vote, the only council member who voted against those increases was Patrick Jones. My question is, why did you disappear on your fiscal conservative mandate?
Well, thanks for the question, John. Well, if you check the record, I don't think I disappeared anywhere. When we saved $27 million on our long-term liability on the health care, John, I don't think that's disappearing. And I think the vote that you're talking about is when I voted to agree with providing 5% raises per year for our our IBEW linemen.
And
out of the electric.
There were three contracts, Rick, that voted increases and supposedly with deferrals because they were going to pick up their health care costs, but the actual transfer of that comes out to a net loss to the city of several million dollars.
No, John, you need to check your numbers again. I know that you've checked numbers, but our net gain from the concessions from all of our unions has been close to $6.5 million, not a net loss. And I will address though the point where I did vote openly and directly for a 5% increase for our linemen. We're down six linemen now. We can't get any linemen, and that 5% wasn't to go out and hire new people. It was to keep the people that we had remaining. It was a business decision that I made. It's an enterprise fund. It does not affect our general fund at all. The amount of monies that increased in the enterprise fund of the electric department was $130,000 a year for the next 3 years. That, in effect, when you take a $165 million annual budget, was not going to put any pressure on rates or anything like that. And if we were able to keep our linemen here, these are the people that have to go out, pull 12,000 volts together, put them together in storms and good weather and bad weather, John. That was a decision that I made. And sometimes you have to make those decisions. I didn't disappear on anyone. I know you'd like to see votes all the way along the line, but I've also run my own business. I've had to take care of people in good times and bad times, and that was a decision that I made.
Well, once again, I think that most of the people who issued that mandate to you are a little disappointed in the fact that you didn't follow through with the actual measures that you wrote. And I wish you luck in your campaign, but I really don't see you winning this thing, and I'm sorry about it. Oh. Have a good day.
Okay, John, we got to take a break here. Carl and DeBott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR, 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Valia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. If you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
Are you facing home foreclosure, unpaid bills, mounting credit card debts, wage garnishments? Financially, do you feel overwhelmed? Take that first step to a new beginning.
Did you know bankruptcy is an act of responsibility? It provides closure to your financial woes and puts you in a position to move forward. I'm Lucky Jasrani, your local bankruptcy attorney. Call me today for a free consultation to discuss how my team can help you. 241-3350. That's 241-3350.
We are a debt relief agency. We help people file for bankruptcy relief under the bankruptcy code.
Is your website at the top of the search engines? Are you losing business because people can't find you online? Are you advertising your website in the right places? Hi, this is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and for over 10 years, we've been helping local businesses with the search engines. In today's competitive market, it's never been more important to be found online. Newspapers, TV, and direct mail just can't compete with a well-designed website that keeps you in direct contact with your customers 24/7. And with the new smartphones, people are now searching for you on their mobile phones. Are you there? If not, Shasta.com can help. We do search engine optimization. It's called SEO, and we've been doing it for over 10 years. Our SEO services get you to the top of the search engines and keep you there. Call me today at 224-6866 or visit us online at Shasta.com to find out about SEO for your website. This is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and yes, we do SEO. We host your website, we do email, we connect you to high-speed internet, and yes, don't worry, we'll leave the modems on for you.
People think it's so easy being a fish. They think we just swim around all day enjoying the scenery.
Yeah, they certainly don't know how hard it is to survive all the nasty stuff they toss down their storm drains.
You're telling me. Yesterday I had to swim my fin off just to try and dodge some motor oil.
I hear ya. This morning it was fertilizer. Nothing quite as fun as starting off the day trying to outswim the green monster.
What the fish are trying to say is not everyone understands that stormwater does not get treated. When it rains, the pollutants on our streets flow directly into our streams and rivers and can have adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even fish. To learn more, call Reading Municipal Utilities at 224-6068. 224-6068.
Incoming! Not the car washing suds!
When it rains, it drains. Learn how you can protect our waterways and streams. Call 224-6068. 224-6068.
See you at the lake.
Free Fire Radio. It's a target-rich environment.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott. This portion of the show brought to you by Estate Granite and Marble. Mike Huber does great work. You want to spruce up your house, you're not going to sell your house in this market right now. No. So what you want to do is you want to make it look better. He has got the ability to do it. He does great granite marble work. Your bathroom, your kitchen, outside, fire pits. And like I said, we've been in his facility. We see how he works. We see the type of equipment he has there, and I just lost my train of thought because all of a sudden Cinderella just walked through the studio right there. But give Mike Huber a call at 241-7866 or 241-STONE. I'm telling you what, he does really, really good work, and it's beautiful. Mike Huber, 241-7866, local guy.
Born and raised.
That's right. Take a look here and take a look at his website at estategranite.com. Okay. While we were gone, you know, Rick Bassetti, and I have to say this about Rick. Rick has always been this kind of a mellow guy. I mean, you are. I mean, I've never seen you get excited. Okay, the one time they said they were building the street and naming it after you. You got a little excited about that. But everything else, I'll say things to you, and you just kind of let it go. Let's talk about what the hell is happening in Siskiyou County.
Oh, man.
During the break, his hair caught on fire. Well, let's talk about what's happening about the land grab, the water grab, and all these things that the feds and the state are trying to do to the citizens of the North State.
Yeah, there's only 47,000 people up in Siskiyou County, and there's a full-on assault. There's a full-on assault by Department of Water Resources, Department of Fish and Game, and Bureau of Land Management. It's just, and Fish and Game is in there, and with NOAA. You know, NOAA's in this thing, and NOAA's they're out of National Oceanic and Atmosphere,
right?
What are they doing 150 miles inland?
Destroying our waterways, you know, and our people's way of life. That's what they're doing.
At one point, 3 months ago on the Jenner Ranch, NOAA and Fish and Game came in under the pretense of having a meeting and got out of their cars and read Jack Jenner, the owner, fourth generation. This ranch was founded in 1868. I was talking with his son, John, last Saturday. Read him his rights.
No.
Was going to arrest him.
For what?
For not adhering to their new water rights fee system.
This is NOAA or?
NOAA and Fish and Game. NOAA was reading them the rights. So they just backed off. Sheriff Lopey was called in, and he.
What'd Sheriff Lopey do?
Sheriff Lopey? Oh, he's a great guy.
I know.
Guy.
He's been on the show before.
Yeah, he's a good guy.
He's a stand-up
guy.
He
is a very stand-up guy. I mean,
here's a guy that's doing the job because he knows it's the right thing to do.
He informed those gentlemen that he was the constitutional law in that county, and that if they had any business to ever do in their, his county, that they had to come through his office, and they needed his permission to come in and do this, and he asked them politely to get back in their vehicles and leave and then come back when they want to have a meeting. And so, but I was up there Saturday night listening and watching at a meeting of...
Wait a minute, can we go back for
just a second here?
I just want people to understand what just happened here.
Yeah.
You had the feds and the state come in to a family that owns has owned this ranch since the 1860s or 1880s. Right. They came in and said, you are not following our rules, our brand new rules on the water that's been adjudicated and everybody's still fighting.
Not adjudicated. These are riparian. These are riparian. They're the best. They're the best water rights.
But they're coming in because he hasn't signed something?
Well, the Fish and Game was going to institute this fee system now where you're going to have to start paying for it, right?
And it's not just a little. It's a lot.
It's a lot. And so then what they said, well, why? This has been our water. We've had this rights. We use what we need, and everything else goes down, and it hasn't been an issue, hasn't been a problem. Fish and Game's trying to find a way to fund itself. Mm-hmm. And so it's going to fund it on the back.
Yeah, so it can be a completely independent organization that then they can really run wild.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you know, it's like the study that came out about the coho salmon.
Right.
This is just absolutely ridiculous.
So let's go. Let's stay back on this. It's all tied, but we'll get back to it.
So,
and because he wouldn't sign that?
He would not agree to the fee system.
Right.
So they came out. They wanted to have a meeting because it's all posted private property.
Right.
You know, they're very, very secure about their property now because there have been instances where environmentalists are trespassing onto their property trying to find, you know, violations of some sort.
Mm-hmm.
And so they had to get permission to come onto his ranch. And then once they got there, under the premise of having a meeting, they read him his rights.
Right then.
Right then. And so then that's when Sheriff Lopez was brought in to rectify the situation. And I believe there was another meeting held.
Were they going to arrest him?
Yeah, they're reading him his rights. You know, it's nuts. It is absolutely nuts what's going on. And these are people that have been there for all those years taking care of the land.
These are not violent people. No, no. These are people that have taken care of the land for 100 years, 100 plus years, and the fishing game thugs are coming in.
You talk to anyone, Carl, who comes over that forest summit and drops into Scott Valley, they go, oh, my gosh, look at the beauty and the grandeur of this valley.
It's absolutely beautiful.
And if they were in there raping the land and destroying it, you wouldn't be saying those types of things.
No.
It doesn't look like L.A.
No, it doesn't. You know what? We've got to take a break. And when we come back, I want to talk about how one of the environmentalists at the meeting you were just at said, this is how they're destroying the environment.
Right.
My friends, you have got to listen to this. This is the fools we're having to deal with. That the people up there, and if you think it's just going to be in Siskiyou County, hang on. It's traveling south. Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio. You know what? It is a target-rich environment out there.
Fox News Radio. I'm Ron Flatter. A new poll in Florida by Quinnipiac University says much the same as other recent surveys that Mitt Romney holds as much as a 9-point lead over Newt Gingrich ahead of Tuesday's Republican presidential primary. Both are trying to land Hispanic support today.
Number one job of the next president is to get job creation going because you don't get to a balanced budget at 9% and 10% unemployment.
Gingrich speaking in Miami to Latino builders. Another casino being built in Ohio collapses, this time today in downtown Cincinnati, where at least 11 people were hospitalized.
The fire chief saying that workers were pouring concrete on the second floor when all of a sudden the floor just gave out from underneath them. The good news is nobody was underneath that section when it came down.
Fox's Rick Volbaum. Another casino going up in Cleveland collapsed last month. Fox News. We report, you decide.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange carries 200 and 275 serving emergency food pails, large number 10 cans of freeze-dried meats, cheeses, fruits, vegetables, and non-hybrid seed packs so you can sustain yourself in times of crisis. But what kind of crisis should you plan for? Civil unrest? Earthquake? Monetary crisis? Flood? Fire? Isn't Mount Lassen due? Here at the Patriot, we carry the Extreme Emergency Kit. It is a large plastic pail that contains water filtration system, stove, hand crank flashlight and radio, 4 blankets, 2 tube tents, first aid kits, food for 2 people for 2 weeks, and and a various assortment of useful things that you may need when you need them, all for over $100 less than most internet sites. Peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we're located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way, next to the Round Table. And in Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza, next to the Safeway. Get peace of mind today for less.
If you're an AARP member, it may take time to switch your auto insurance. The AARP Auto Insurance Program from The Hartford is now available through Sisku Insurance Services in Mount Shasta, Reading, and Burney. Call Sisku Insurance Service at 243-224-2345 for your free no-obligation quote. Learn more about special rates, benefits, and services designed especially for AARP members. Discover why more than 3 million AARP members are enjoying special benefits like lifetime renewability, a lifetime repair guarantee, even a 6-point claim guarantee. You can also choose extra benefits like disappearing deductible, all at rates that can save you money. Get this one-of-a-kind auto insurance program for AARP members and enjoy the benefits of a national program, but still be able to walk into a local office and talk to someone regarding your policy. Sisku Insurance Services, located in Reading, Mount Shasta, and Burnie, 530-224-2345, and discover the AARP auto insurance program from The Hartford.
You feel petrified. You're struggling with your mortgage payments, not knowing what to do. You do nothing. But if you do something, you're far more likely to get the most positive outcome. Making Home Affordable is a free government program. Call 888-995-HOPE to talk one-on-one with a housing expert about your options. Call 888-995-HOPE or visit makinghomeaffordable.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Treasury, HUD, and the Ad Council.
Tough times don't have to mean bad times for those who choose to meet the challenges of today's business climate. Every Friday morning on KCNR 1460, we salute the spirit of innovation, discuss new ways of thinking, and celebrate success on Shasta Startup. Join us from 9 to 10 a.m. this Friday to hear how local established businesses, entrepreneurs, and community leaders are stepping up to get the job done. Brought to you by S.J. Denham Motors Chrysler Jeep. Shasta Startup, KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR1460. 8:35 in the morning, January the 27th, 530-605-4567 is our phone lines. We're also streaming live and chatting at KCNR1460.com. Jump into our chat room. This portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop off Athens Avenue. I just got my hair cut, all of them, there yesterday in D.C. Tim and the young man in black does just great jobs. Take a step back in time. I mean, great haircuts, great prices. If you're a vet, you get a discount. If you're a senior, you get a discount. If you're Bob, you get both of them because he's so old. Bad Bob is so old, and he is a veteran. But it's Man's Last Stronghold. We like it. In there yesterday, we were watching how things are made, and but then you can catch up on all your reading. It's a great place. That's Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue. Our guest is Reading City Councilman Rick Bassetti, and he's also running, of course, for the Assembly in the new district here. One of the things we were talking about before we left, and we'll get to you in just a second. Agenda 21. Do you believe in that?
I believe that there is a process happening with Agenda 21. The other night at a candidates forum up there, sustainable. Whenever you start seeing these phrases, sustainable environment and sustainable living conditions, and pushing people into high density areas, it goes against our grain here in America. I mean, it really does, in the sense that our private property is our private property. We are entitled to use it. And I think a lot of what you're seeing up in the Siskiyou area is a test bed for this. The removing of the dams and taking away the water rights, the property rights.
Pushing people in the Clean Air Act that they're trying around here in Reading in Shasta County.
Right.
The Clean Air Act, all these things that is happening is just, it's,
yeah.
I mean, I'm not one into conspiracies.
Right.
But I am one into thinking there's all these people have their little agendas, which is causing exactly the same thing. Bad Bob, you had something.
Tell me about the cows. That's just amazing.
Okay, yeah, tell us about the cow, and then we'll go to, and then we'll get to our calls.
Well, last Saturday night, I went up to a meeting in Greenville, which is between Fort Jones and Etna, and the Protect Our Waters group, the Save the Scott and Shasta were there, the Siskiyou County Water Users groups were there, and they had about 125 people at this meeting. They read the most recent filing of a complaint against the Jenner Ranch up there, filed by a local environmentalist person there who is an agitator, I guess is what you would call him, or some people would call him an activist. He had stopped alongside the road of one of the pastures there, and part of his complaint, it was very lengthy and very wordy, but in essence what it was is that it was his estimation, and he was filing this complaint because they had too many cattle in this pasture, and there was a stream that ran through the pasture, and at one point I believe the number was 3, I might be off on that, but there was some cattle had been walking in the stream, and this was going to be destroying any spawning capability of the salmon that might be coming up this stream bed. And then what finished it off was that one of the cows defecated into the water, and this was a violation of the Endangered Species Act. And I'm sitting there, I'm listening. They're reading this right off the formal form that was filed with Fish and Game. I'm going, who would even look at that and read that and take that as valid and not just take it and throw it right in the trash? But Fish and Game isn't going to throw that in the trash.
Well, what about the 500 years or the 200 years before this when cattle were walking across there, or deer or bear? If a bear craps in the water, does that do anything?
That's ecosystem.
That's okay then?
That's part of the ecosystem, yes.
Well, let's just call them bears. I'm raising bears.
I wish it could be that simple.
Yeah, okay, let's start going to the phones. Ruth, certainly. Good morning. You have a question for Mr.
Morning,
Bassetti.
Linda. And good morning, Mr. Bassetti.
Good morning, Ruth.
My question, I'll just ask the very simple one. What are your first three priorities if you happen to get elected into the assembly? Number two, and I asked this on the chat room, how many meetings have you been to in Siskiyou prior to your running for assembly regarding Agenda 21 and the water rights issue, because it's very important to our area? And number three, the governor signed an energy pact for a solar farm in Sacramento a few weeks ago and is committed to seeing this through as opposed to staffing our veterans' homes. So I'd like to get your input on that, but most importantly, I'd like to know what your priorities are.
Oh, thank you very much.
Thank you, Ruth.
Let me take the easy one first, Ruth. If you check with Liz Bowen and Louise up there with the Tea Party, and then also with some of the Foresters Associations, I probably have been up in Siskiyou County, Ruth, to maybe 8 or 9 meetings. I was there for the Defend Rural America meeting as well. I have property there, Louise, Ruth. I have a couple of places down on the Scott River, just west of Fort Jones, and so it is near and dear to my heart. In regards to agenda and what I'd like to be seeing going on down there, one of the major issues that we're going to have in District 1, now keep in mind, 24,325 square miles. It's larger than 10 states. It's half the size of the state of Ohio. And one of our big major issues, I stopped in last week at Mayor's Memorial Hospital and met with Matt Reeves, who's the CEO there. In California, a small rural hospital like that is not capable of hiring directly a young doc to come in and work for them. All right? The laws in California do not allow that to happen. A young doc or any doc who wants to go up there has to incur all of their own upfront cost. And that's going to be one of my first agenda items, is I want to get some sort of a waiver for our rural health clinics and our rural hospitals so that they can go ahead and do that, because if that's not allowed, the people up in the Fall River, Burney Basin area, they're going to have to come to Redding for any kind of a hospitalization, and that's just not right. The other thing, quite honestly, is going to be very ambitious too, Ruth, is that, you know, the pension reform is near and dear to my heart here. And there's one aspect of the pension reform. I don't begrudge them salaries that they've negotiated and things like that. But when you have a guaranteed 7.75% return on your retirement account, that's totally out of realm. We cannot do that. You know, right now there was a study that came out from Stanford last week that said our true unfunded liability for the state of California is $500 billion. for the pensions. And, you know, they're down there wangling around about a $5, $6 billion deficit for this year. It just isn't going to happen. Those two right there are going to take up the majority of my time. And then I'm going to fight the carb bills. All the people, the agriculture in this community, you know, the farmers can't get their tractors out there because the tractors don't clean.
Because of the carb.
Enough.
Yeah, that's right. You know, we have small businessmen here that have diesel. They have trucks.
Right.
It's going to cost them $40,000 per truck to try and meet these on this carb, these new these green laws. It's going to kill people up here. I've got to really take a break here. Okay. Ruth, those are great questions. And I think the third one is about
the solar
farms. Yeah. We'll address that when we get back. Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Can you donate to a worthy cause and eat all the crab you want all in one fabulous evening? It's time again for the 25th Annual Women's Refuge All-You-Can-Eat Crab Beat, Saturday, February 4th at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. Welcome room opens at 4 p.m. Dining doors open at 5 with no host bar, live and silent auction items, and Dutch raffle prizes. Then indulge yourself with a delicious all-you-can-eat crab dinner, including clam chowder, salad, French bread, coffee, and dessert. This well-known dinner is the largest fundraising event for the Women's Refuge and is always a sellout event, so get your tickets early. Only $40 and available at the Shasta Women's Refuge Administration Office, the Shasta Family Justice Center, and online at ShastaWomen'sRefuge.org. Reserve your table for 8 with VIP seating, wine, and special goodies online, or call Christy at 244-0118, extension 202. Additional sponsorships and donations to the auctions are greatly appreciated. We look forward to dining with you Saturday, February 4th at Silver Anniversary of the Annual Women's Refuge Crab Feed, co-sponsored by Ken and Sandy Gifford, Lane Larson, and Halicala Ranch.
Here's another satisfied customer of CARS, California Auto Repair and Smog.
This is Sandy Passaro with Accelerated Mortgage. Sandy, you're a CARS customer. How long have you been coming to CARS, California Auto Repair and Smog?
You know, I've been bringing my vehicles to California Auto Repair and Smog for about 9 years.
Wow.
My cars have always run well. They have all of the preventative maintenance done on them, and I can rely on California Auto Repair and Smog to let me know when it's time to bring my vehicle in.
Thank you, Sandy. That's terrific.
And now that you have the concierge service, it's so convenient to be able to call and say, I need my car serviced, but I don't have a ride. It's an awesome service.
Well, thank you, Sandy. We know you're busy with your mortgage business.
Thank you so much.
Quality auto repair at affordable prices. Call 246-9277 or look for them on Facebook.
911.
These people, they came through my store. They told me to get down. I did.
So you're saying that you were just robbed? Did they have any weapons?
I'm 12 years old.
Realignment, a poor economy, and law enforcement agencies that are facing cutbacks mean one thing to Northern California residents. You may have to take your personal protection into your own hands. This is retired U.S. Army Command Sergeant Major Ted Leidy, Senior Instructor at NorCal Firearms Instruction at Bastiani Arms. NorCal Firearms Instruction is an approved concealed weapons training facility for all 6 Northern California counties. We specialize in comprehensive personal protection, safety, local and state laws, and live fire training. NorCal Firearms Instruction offers basic CCW, advanced handgun, and of course, our popular ladies-only CCW classes. Oh, by the way, we start every class with a Pledge of Allegiance. Give Bastiani Arms a call at 222-8222 to schedule your training or visit us on the web at www.norcalfi.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I will see you at the range.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. What can I say? The finest walk-in humidor in the state. Macanudos are on sale. This, you know, I like those. They're light smoke, hearty. And if you buy 3, you get 1 free. That's Tobacco and Brew, but they also have Espresso Joe's with 16 ounce coffees and lattes and everything for $3. They've got some of those on sale. And also, here's the big thing. besides veterans always getting discounts there, is they are collecting American flags that may be damaged or old, and you don't really know what to do with them. Take them down to Tobacco and Brew, and they will make sure that they, they're given to an organization that will properly dispose of these flags. That's at 2143 Hilltop Drive, Tobacco and Brew. Our guest, Redding City Councilman Rick Bassetti, and we're talking statewide things because he's also, of course, running for the 1st District Assembly.
Mm-hmm.
The last question that came from Ruth was, the governor is planning on putting a solar farm in Sacramento. And we were just talking on the break about how just another company went under in the solar, and that how the Volt, if you can drive it and it doesn't catch on fire, that but it hasn't been selling very well.
No, I one of my meetings this week down in Sacramento is I met with the New Car Dealerships Association, Carl, and they were talking about this legislation that's coming down the pipe here, mandating these electric zero emissions vehicles. Right now, today, only 2% of the vehicles in our environment are hybrids, and they're mandating that 15% of all the vehicles on the road in California by 25 will be all electric or zero emission. And, you know, instead of letting the market drive itself, they're going to be mandating this. And so what's going to happen, you're going to see small little podunk cars that are going to cost, you know, $30,000, $40,000, $50,000, and people are going to have to buy them. And I just don't know how they're going to mandate people to go buy them. I really don't, Carl. I mean, they can set those goals, but are they going to come to Carl Bott and say, okay, we need you to go buy this car so we can hit our 15%? They'll just penalize the manufacturers is what they're going to do. And
they'll force it. It's like weapons coming into California, is that they say they put enough restrictions on the weapons and on everything that a pistol has to have or a rifle, and then guess what? The gun makers just don't ship them anymore.
Exactly.
And then it's like, oh, so if they put enough restrictions on gas on these and raise the cost of them, you'll be forced into it. Then it becomes a viable thing that they can do.
Yeah.
But again, it's the government forcing into it. During the break, we talked about something that happened in the medical side of it.
Right.
It
was up in Portola.
Portola.
Portola has a small little clinic up in there, and it was going back to that issue where doctors and affordability.
Yeah, we've had several shows on what's happening to the doctors and
right.
why so many of them are leaving.
Well, in Portola last week, in the newspaper that they had up there, full-page ad from their local doc apologizing to everyone in the valley there, sorry, I got to go. It's not happening. I'm a bad business guy. He actually says that. I'm going to go bankrupt. I have to leave. And that's what's happening in our small rural areas. I was in Westwood about a month ago with one of my childhood friends who has the grocery store there, Carl, that's been handed down three generations. He has nothing now to give to his kid because even the Cogen plant up there is closed down. You know, we're not even burning chips, you know. So we've got to quit killing our rural America. We got to quit killing our small communities. These are all good people who want nothing more than to raise their families, work hard, and provide for our society, whether it's agriculture or mining or cattle or, you know, raising food for us or whatever. And it just seems like we're on this vent to go ahead and try to eliminate every bit of that and get those people out of those rural areas. And that's
not
right.
Issued statements or issued a kind of a proclamation that says that this has got to stop and that every elected official that is in the North State, which it seems to be, but especially up in Siskiyou County, is against this, and yet they seem to be ignored. How do you stop? I mean, how do you stop the California Department of Fish and Game from doing this? You as an assemblyman.
Well, my job is going to be to educate the assembly people who are supporting this action. And quite honestly, I think I might have told you a story. I met a young man who's also running, and he's a Democrat from down in L.A. area. And I asked him, I said, have you ever been to Shasta County? He says, no, I've never been north of Sacramento. And I said, well, you'll be asked to sign legislation that will rip families apart in my district. You're going to take and end people's livelihoods. You're going to destroy ranches that have been in existence for over 100 years. And he looked at me like I was from Mars. He had no clue on what the impact of these environmental laws were having on people up here, Carl. And I don't know how we go about doing that, but I volunteered to drag them up here, introduce them to people, and do that sort of thing.
There's a couple of things. And
we have
not reached that time yet for the people. You know, I mean, literally maybe just to mass together. And to stand together,
mm-hmm.
where people can see this from Sacramento, saying, you know what, this is enough.
Yeah.
This is enough. I mean, and I'm not talking violence. I'm talking just
Thousands
of people in civil disobedience and just do that. I'm going to take a quick break here because we have to. We're going to come back. We have Rick Bassetti here. We haven't talked anything about the city, but that we have. I want to talk about what's happening up in the north.
Okay.
I am very happy to hear that you and especially you're on the show today, that you believe that there's crap going on.
Oh,
up
absolutely.
There, and that we have to fight it as a North State priority. Otherwise, we're going to lose everything we love about this
the
state.
The bureaucratic abuses must come to an end.
Carl and the Bot. It's a Target Rich Environment.
Win your share of over $1,000. Come and play in the $1,000 add-on Monte Carlo tournament at Wind River Casino on Saturday, February 4th at 2 p.m. in the 21 pit. $1,000 is added to the payouts. $20 buy-in gets you $5,000 in chips. Pays out the top six overall scores. For more information, log on to WinRiver.com. Or better yet, come on down and join us for your ultimate table gaming experience at Wind River Casino. Check us out on Facebook. It's Better on the River.
You'll find your favorite table games at Wind River Casino. Everyday favorites like Blackjack. You can't go wrong with a classic. Is single-deck Blackjack hand-pitch more your style? Three-card poker, four-card poker, Emperor's Challenge Pai-Gow poker, Texas Shootout, and Lucky Ladies bonuses. Plus, coming soon to the pit, three-card craps. No one else in town offers this. We'll make each gaming experience better than your last. For all table game details, log on to WinRiver.com. More games, more ways to win, more fun at Wind River Casino. It's Better on the River.
This month at Tobacco and Brew, the coffee special will be chocolate truffle mocha or white mocha raspberry. 16 ounces of a hot drink for $3 through February. Treat your sweetie to a delicious cup of hot coffee. Tobacco and Brew also has flavored loose teas and vanilla maple coffee beans on sale.
In the humidor, we are offering the Macanudo. The Macanudo is one of the most recognizable and popular cigar brands in the world, and if you purchase three, you get one free. It's known for its mild flavor and body. Tobacco and Brew is also collecting old or damaged American flags that need proper honor and care in their disposal.
And did you know, when you bring in your empty bottles and cans to Tobacco and Brew, they will donate them to the Empire Recovery Center.
That's Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Hey, honey, hop in the Jeep. Let's go get a cup of coffee.
Oh, yeah.
Have you been thinking about installing a solar power system for your home or office? Maybe you looked into solar power a couple of years ago and thought it was way too expensive. Hi, I'm Dennis Patterson with West Coast Sustainables, and I have great news. The cost of a solar power system has dropped dramatically in the last 2 years, and the federal tax credits have increased to 30% of the cost of a system. Now is a great time to give solar a closer look. The news is full of warnings about the cost of energy going up soon, and the best way to keep your cost of energy cheap and stable is installing solar power. If you talk to us, we answer all of your questions, explain how solar works, and how it will affect your monthly bill. For a free in-home consultation, please give us a call, 524-9652, or email dennis@westcoastsustainables.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and the Bot, 8:55 in the morning, January 27th. It is Friday.
Ooh, yeah.
Only two more working days till Monday.
Currently 48 degrees. It's going to be sunny today with the temperatures reaching around 67, mostly clear. Tonight with temperatures around 36. Tomorrow it's going to be beautiful, sunny, 69, partly cloudy tomorrow night with temperatures around 38. The weather story is brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. And let's go to the phones. Welcome back to the program. Jeff, you are live on KCNR.
Good morning, Carl, Linda. Rick.
Yes, sir.
I don't know much about you. I actually live down the hill from your dad. I know your family. I really like them.
Oh.
But I did watch one of the meetings on TV from the city, and during the initial start of the charter city issues, there was a consulting group that came in that were doing an inventory of the county back, I think it was the 1998. Do you remember that?
Doing the inventory of the county?
The complete county, and they said that what they were going to do is that was going to become a baseline for everything that happens, and it had to have zero growth after that time.
And
you spun in your chair. I figured you really got that.
Right. No, I got that, and I don't think that was on the Charter City meeting. That was
no. Oh no, it was probably prior. I was watching the prior the issue. I guess what I'm saying is the guy that I want in office is going to have to really take a stand. I know that you understand this stuff, but do you have a proposal or a way that you're going to deal with those issues?
You mean in stopping these unfair regulations that they're putting on us and trying to impose, like, all the CARB rules and
our climate action
plans and things like this?
These things are coming. I mean, they're going to hit us right in the head here pretty quick.
They're already coming. They're already here, excuse me. I mean, and they're picking, like we were talking earlier about Siskiyou County. Those are the first battlefronts because they only have about 24,000 voters up there, Jeff. And, yes, I will be battling those tooth and nail, and I'm going to need everyone's support up here. In a vocal as well as, display so that the people that were down in Sacramento understand this. You know, I'll be one voice down there of 80, and I have to be carrying that flag as high as I can and charging with it. And so I will need all your support, Jeff. And thanks for liking my dad. He's a good guy.
Your brother, too.
Yeah.
Hey, thanks a lot, Jeff.
Right.
Hey, before we have to close this out, I just want to remind everybody that the Vets Resource Fair is today. It starts at 10 o'clock at the Veterans Hall on Yuba Street, right next to the post office, to identify those homeless veterans that we have in our area. The second thing is the California Department of Veterans Affairs is having a town hall meeting at 1 p.m. today that...
I'll be there.
That Rick Bassetti is going to be at to discuss Governor Jerry Brown's proposed budget and its impact on the opening of the Reading Veterans Home. I urge you just to go there.
Carl, this is what you were talking about in the break. This is where the people need to come out.
This is where people have to stand up and get there and go there.
Pack that facility and don't take what they're saying.
Hey, thanks a lot, Rick, for being on.
You're more than welcome.
We'll have you on now. I understand that you'll debate your opponent anytime, any place.
Anytime, any place.
All right. Hey, following us, right after Free Fire Radio, we're having Shasta Startup, our regular Friday business, and why it's great doing business in the North State
on
show.
On the positive side.
Yeah, Rob Middleton is going to have come in here and has his guests lined up. It's a show that we started 3 weeks ago that we have businesses on that say, guess what? You can make it here. You can. And it's a positive look at how we do things. Dennis Miller will come on right after. Of course, we'll follow that at 10 o'clock.
Have a great weekend, and we'll see you at Mardi Gras Saturday night with the Seroptimus. And you're going to be shooting away, doing your shooting class with Ted Lighty. And you have a great weekend, too. Thank you so much for joining us on KCNR 1460. And...
Yeah, well, we have, again, let me just see, next week we've got a whole bunch of people coming in. We're going to be talking medical issues. We're going to be talking the sheriffs. We're going to be talking it all. But, again, let me just remind everybody, today at 1 p.m., the California Department of Veterans Affairs is having that town hall meeting. Please be there at the City Hall on Cypress Avenue to stand up and be counted there. That's right. We don't back down. And just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
You've been listening to KCNR Shasta Redding.
And I'll keep this world from